Andrew Yang, who was running for president and didn't even have a shot in hell, is now suddenly running for mayor of New York. He doesn't live here, but now he suddenly does. He's moved here. He is what New Yorkers call a carpetbagger. That's somebody who is not from here, but comes here, gets a residence so they can say they live here and run for office. But, you know, it's one thing when Hillary did that and ran for Senate. You know, I don't know that New Yorkers really care that much about their senators in that way. And they probably thought, Hillary Clinton, she'll do a good job for us. New Yorkers are very different. New Yorkers, we want a New Yorker. We want somebody that is born, bred from here, knows what's going on. And Andrew Yang's been doing all these interviews lately. And one after another, he's proving that he knows nothing about New York. And it's kind of funny because there was an interview he just did recently where they were asking him about new policies that they're going to be doing for the police here in New York City. Initiatives in New York always have like cute names or numbers, you know, 51B or 508N or, you know, 65C. And we all know what they mean because we are keeping up with it. And if we don't know what it means, we're hoping the person running for mayor does. So Andrew Yang is being interviewed and they're asking him, you know, so what do you think of police reform here in New York? I think it's a good idea. Well, which one in particular? I mean, what do you think of 506C? And he's looking at the people around him. He's like, 506C? Is that the one and they're like, nope, that's not it. And he's like, 506C. And he's looking at his handlers. And one of the handlers steps in and goes, yes, 506C. Our stance on this is, and the handler comes in. So this has been a thing that he's been doing lately where he's asked questions that he should know the answer to, but everything for him is a gotcha. Everything's a gotcha because he can't answer a simple question. So he's doing this interview with this woman, Ziwei. I don't know if you know who she is, but she's an actress, pop star. She has like 200,000 followers on Twitter. She has her own talk show now on Showtime. And she's funny. Like, she's funny and charming, and she does all these really great in-your-face interviews. So she's doing this interview with Andrew Yang, and she's really throwing him softballs. I mean, she's asking him questions like, what's your favorite subway station? And he's blowing it. So then she's like, well, let me give him an easier question. Let me ask him about his music. So, and what kind of music he likes. You would think that would be the easiest question in the world, but not for Andrew Yang.
What are you vibing to?
I listened a lot to hip hop during the 90s and 2000s because.
What? You know, like what, Andrew? I gotta know.
Well, it was Jay-Z and a little bit of Nas. And
what's your favorite Jay-Z song? He's a New Yorker.
Yes. What is my favorite Jay-Z song?
See?
Wow.
He looks over to his assistant. Wow. What is my favorite Jay-Z song?
Somebody Google that quickly.
Right. It's like, if you're going to say Jay-Z, you know, just come up with something quickly. This is New York. Just go with Empire State of Mind. You know what I mean?
Right. It says New York in it.
That's the song you pick if you know nothing about Jay-Z. Fine. If you say it, it's a little pandering, but at least you've given an answer. He doesn't even come up with, just come up with something. Say, you know what? I like the work you do with Kanye the best. I mean, No Church in the Wild's my favorite, or everything from Holy Grail. Just
Big
throw something out
anything.
There. Just give us anything. He's got a new album, 444. Say 444. That's one of the songs on the album called 444. Just say that. You know, or how about this? You know, Jay-Z's music has spanned about 20-something years. Whatever I'm in the mood for, it's always different. I don't think I have a favorite Jay-Z song. Just spin it. Say something. Instead, once again, he's like a deer in the headlights. And it's one thing if they ask him a question about policy and he doesn't know what to say, but they asked him what his favorite Jay-Z song was.
Or Nas. Just anything.
Oh, I'm glad she didn't ask him Nas.
He didn't know Jay-Z. So there's no way he's going to know Nas. Why do you have to lie? Why can't you say if you like the Beatles, if you like just anything else? Why do you have to like hip hop because she's interviewing you? Just be truthful. Can you not be truthful? That's the main problem that we have with politicians.
Yeah. And he chose Nas because Nas is a New Yorker and he has a song called New York State of Mind. Just say that. You know what I mean? Like, just say, you know, I want to talk about Nas instead. Like he was thinking, who are the New York rappers? Like, God forbid he's saying he likes, you know, somebody from the East, the West Coast. You know what I mean? Don't say Eminem. Whatever you do, he's from Detroit. Careful.
Run DMC. you can just go down. LL Beastie Cool Boys. J. Beastie yeah. Boys.
No Sleep Till Brooklyn. There you go. You said Brooklyn. Ooh, New York. Yeah, exactly. But you know what this reminds me of? Hang on. Cough break. You know what this reminds me of? This is sort of a famous thing that my boyfriend's told me about. I've only been aware of politics recently. It's not really been my thing. But apparently, when Al Gore was running for office, he was eating mint chocolate chip ice cream. And they said to him, is that your favorite flavor? And he was like, I mean, it's what I'm eating right now, but I like all flavors. I like lots of flavors. Hmm. Like, he is afraid to say that mint chocolate chip is his favorite flavor because he might alienate people that hate mint. Do you know what I mean? Like,
right.
It's such a political, just be honest. And the thing is, politicians don't understand. Like, if you just give us an honest answer, be like, you know what? I hate this ice cream. My wife handed it to me. I'm eating it to make her happy. You know, I'm a Rocky Road guy. Just something. Say something. Instead, he did that same deer in the headlights thing where he couldn't give a simple answer to his favorite ice cream flavor.
I mean, with me, what's your favorite ice cream? I don't know. It's whatever I'm walking down that catches my eye at that moment. I could change every time I eat ice cream. I don't know.
See, that's an answer, at least. At least that's not a deer in the headlights.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So then we think you're lying and everything that comes out of your mouth is a lie. And you're going to have to think about every question and break it down in your head before you answer it.
Now I think Andrew Yang has never heard Jay-Z.
Oh, he has no clue. I'm surprised he came up with Nas.
No, because Nas and Jay-Z are New York artists that he was told to say. That's what I'm saying. He was told to say that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at least go with Billy Joel if you're gonna right. pander to New Yorkers. But you know, Billy Joel's a
Twisted
Long Islander.
Sister.
Right.
Billy yeah. Squire. Anybody that's from there.
Yeah, Iggy Pop. Come up with somebody that you know is, but he couldn't name a song. That's the problem. So
mm-hmm.
yeah, I thought that was kind of funny.